you know, what gives you all the, what makes you the most joyous when you look at that mobilized list?
Sure. I mean, what makes me so excited, Barbara, when I look at this list is that there are truly events across the country. There are still a few states where we want to pin down a few more events. So I'll give a shout out if you're listening from Colorado or New Mexico, Oregon. We're still looking for events there. But broadly, we have events on the West Coast and cities across California and in Seattle and Arizona. We have events in the Midwest. We have events in the South, in Florida, in Georgia, in North Carolina, and in the Northeast as well, as we truly have events in all corners of the country. So I think that really gives me a lot of inspiration. And I'm also very excited for the event in Washington, D.C., because as you know, D.C. statehood is such an important issue. So I'm really excited that at that event, I'm sure that'll be a core message that we need to give representation to the over 600,000 residents that live there. So I think there's a lot of things to be excited about, Barbara, when looking at these events. There's so many. I'm watching the RSVP number on these events go up is really exciting as we're getting closer and closer. But I'm just excited to see so many popping up across the country. I think even yesterday, maybe 5 events were posted.
Yes,
so
I couldn't believe
it. If people haven't posted their events yet, it's not too late. People are still signing up, and I think they will right up until July 17th.
And Daryl, you're going to be moderating, co-moderating with Easy Street. Oh, I love it. Here in Washington, D.C., where the mayor has stepped up and is sponsoring a major gathering in Washington, D.C. You hear me, folks, all around the DMV. We're going to have a big event in Washington, D.C. Daryl, tell people about it as the co-moderator of this event coming up on the mighty Wednesday, July 17th.
You know, Barbara, it's just incredible the impact that Congressman John Lewis continues to have around the country. So in Washington, D.C. on July the 17th, we know that there on the Black Lives Matter Plaza was one of the last public appearances that Congressman Lewis made, got out of his hospital bed against doctor's advice because he had to just go down there and pay tribute to see what the young folks in America were doing and the push that was being put forward by those trying to get the community of color out to vote. And so, you know, on July the 17th at 6 p.m., you know, I'm going to be co-moderating and, you know, hats off and bows and everything else, hand salutes to Mayor Muriel Bowser, who just opened up her heart, opened up the city, and will be there present to certainly speak to the gathering that's there for the July 17th event. The Day of Action event in the District of Columbia. Folks, you know, you can't say enough about Mayor Muriel Bowser and what she's doing to promote this John Lewis Day of Action. And they are called, they along with the League of Women Voters, they along with several other organizations, D.C. statehood, are all pushing for D.C. statehood, which they will tell you is the ultimate voter suppression. Is to stop D.C. from having the ability to elect its own officials and to govern itself. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. Easy Street, who's you know, just a national radio host, will be there, and is just an incredible personality. He'll be there as well. We'll have all kinds of other members of Congress that are going to be stopping by to pay tribute, to speak to the folks. We're going to have all kinds of tables that are out where people can pick up pens and get all kinds of other material and paraphernalia with regards to promoting voting rights. And but you know what? You know, your Protect Your Vote sign, the Protect Our Vote sign, the D.C. statehood sign, the John Lewis pens, all of this stuff is going to be made available to you wherever you're going for one of these John Lewis National Day of Actions events. It's going to be happening. But we encourage you to go to that Mobilize, you know, to go to mobilize.us/John Lewis Action find that event near you and come on out and celebrate the right to vote. Come on out and learn about the Freedom to Vote Act, the Native American Voting Rights Act, the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, and D.C. statehood, Barbara.
Yes, and people right now throughout D.C. who's listening to us, throughout Virginia, all over Maryland, we want you to show up at your local events, but we also want people to show up in D.C. at the Black Lives Matter Plaza, because we will be gathering there. We're going to rally beginning at 6 o'clock. Yes, folks. In fact, the pre-rally will be as early as 5:45. And the Duke Ellington Choir is coming. We're so excited about that. They're going to be performing, and there's going to be other, you know, performers. There's going to be spoken word. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be, as Daryl said, you know, banned book giveaways for children. There's going to be so many events. Please come. Please be part of it. But let me go back now. I'm not finished. Let's go back to South Carolina. Yeah. Let's talk, Lawrence. You know, as we look at what's happening around this country in the mighty South Carolina, standing up, you know, this year the Supreme Court had the nerve to issue that horrible decision in the South, in what we call the Alexander versus the NAACP State Conference of South Carolina. In that ugly case, they had the nerve to uphold some evil voter suppression. And you mentioned this was done, you know, of course, when Black folks were, you know, coming out and voting in droves. And here they go trying to stop us yet again. Folks, there have been in 24 states in this country since 2020, over 100 evil voter suppression laws that have been introduced, and too many have passed. And the Supreme Court has been also affirming a lot of this voter suppression. Lawrence, how do you intend to translate the July 17th event into activism in South Carolina for the future?
It's a great opportunity for us to get everybody engaged and talking and working in one direction, that is to make our elections more you know, freer and open and more accessible for people. So, you know, by encouraging participation by our, by our community leaders, by partnering with other like organizations and working in the same yoke to make sure that we have legislation in our state General Assembly and in the, on the national level, to push those elected officials in the right direction and make sure they stay focused and making sure that it's not something that they could politic on for a day or so and then go back and not allow these rules and laws to go into place. Like was said, since 2013, there's been a constant pushback on our ability to vote. And then before 2013, it wasn't that great. In South Carolina, the other problem we got is not voting. We have over a million people that's not voting. And out of that million, close to 500,000 of those are African American voters.
Yeah.
It could make a difference in a lot of races and turn South Carolina from being red to purple. Give us a better chance. The other thing that we're planning on working in the coming year is more participation in our primaries. In the state here, the bulk of our General Assembly, the state senators and the House of Representatives members get elected with less than 2,500 votes because they're in a system where basically if you're a Republican, we don't challenge you. If you're a Democrat, we don't challenge you. They draw districts that if you can get 2,500 people to show up at a primary, in South Carolina this past June, we had 13% of the people to vote overall in the primary. Just 13% of the people elected, the elected leaders of our state this coming session. So when we get a bigger turnout, and what that does, it creates a situation where the extremists are the ones that's running the show. If you feel strongly about a position, like abortion, we had three Republican state senators, females, to lose their seats here in the state because in the primary they were vulnerable. You know, only I think the state senator's race is less than 10,000 people, and when you know, actually, it's close to I think 800,000 people, 80,000 people in each one of those state senator districts. So, you know, you get a small group of people making decisions for the whole state. And one of the things we need to do is either get rid of the primary systems, especially the runoffs, or either get more active and more engaged in those type of elections. But if we look forward to July 17 as an opportunity to engage everyone and to make sure we have those type of conversations, getting ready for the upcoming elections and the upcoming year. And we hope to register voters, too, also. One of the things we're also doing is with our social media is educating people as much as we can about John Lewis, because he does inspire people to do more and do better.
Oh, yeah.
So we will continue to do that.
All right. And Daryl, you know, we know that, you know, Betty, every day you're there at Rainbow Push headquarters, and you got the amazing leader of the world, the Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson, Senior, mm-hmm. you know, inspiring you, talking to you, bothering you, making sure that you are engaged and doing this work. You know, when you look at this, you know, given your years of activism, you know, triggered early in your life when the whole, you know, with the Emmett Till murder, you know, when you look at all of this, what do you want to say to the nation about showing up and showing strong on July 17th?
So I was just going to ask about mentioning some of the organizations that have joined in with me on this for this date. And I'll tell you what I'm most excited about is the number of young people wanting to come and be involved. I've been working with Cameron Barnes, but I also work with several other organizations. And among them, we have Chicago Vote, the League of Women Voters of Chicago, the Chicago Women Take Action, the National Council of Jewish Women of Chicago, the Independent Voters of Illinois, and we also have Citizen Action Illinois. So that combined with the sororities and fraternities, I'm calling for the Deltas and the AKAs and the Zetas and the Qs and the Alphas, you know, let's see who can have the most. And I'm telling them, wear your regalia. You don't have a John Lewis shirt. If you're a Delta, wear red. If you're AKA, wear pink and green. If you're Q, wear purple and gold. Come out and let people know that you are all remembering the life and legacy of John Lewis. And as I said, I'm most excited about the number of young people that are participating, because that will give them, we're trying to give them a reason to vote if they say they don't have one. You got to vote for those people who fought and died for the right for you to vote.
Well, you know, Barbara, you know, you sit there and you listen to Betty Magnus, and you know.
Oh, I have one other thing. I'm sorry, Daryl. I have one other thing.
God,
I want to thank the people that mobilized, because every time somebody registers, I get a notification that you got a new sign up, and I get to send them an email and say, thank you for joining and bring your friend. So that,
all right, now.
That's really been wonderful.
All right, you now.
Barbara, you sit there and you listen to Betty Magnus, and you sit there and you listen to Lawrence Moore, and you listen to Diane Bob Berry, and you listen to Christine Wood, and you're like, you know what? You know, when they talked about all this legislation and all the voting rights stuff that's going on, people think, you know, up in the clouds, there's 10,000 feet in the air, and